Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
All right, everybody, 1 hour down. We still got two to go as we roll till 3 o'clock. Thank you for tuning us in and the others out. Adam Kramer is a frequent guest on this program. We always enjoy it. Mr. Kegs and Eggs, when he comes on the show, do a little college football conversation. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Adam, how are you, man?
Doing well, guys. How about yourselves?
We're doing well. Let's start first with, and I know this doesn't have anything to do with college football, but I know that you look at everything. A news conference going to get started at Ohio State. It's college basketball. Apparently, Thad Matta is going to announce his retirement. He'll probably coach this season, and then that'll be it for him. He's had a lot of issues, illness issues after back surgery, and it's been a tough couple of years for Thad Matta.
Well, and actually, I'm this is great. I can like be the play-by-play live news Twitter guy here. It sounds like he's out immediately, which is a little bit of a surprise because everything you're kind of hearing today is that he'd have like the swan song year, but I guess out now. Yeah, just watching him, and again, I'm not by any means a basketball, college basketball junkie until the football season ends, and I think we're all junkies, but just watching him do sort of in the same Steve Kerr conversation, just watching a coach try and exist on the sidelines who is in clear discomfort. I mean, you could see that with him, and you talk to people who were kind of surprised that he had lasted this long, quite honestly, given everything that he was dealing with. So I think that's tough. I hate to see an end like that because he's beloved. I mean, gosh, they absolutely adore him there. I think the really interesting thing with something like this, we've seen this a few times in college football over the last 5 years or so, is the timing of the opening. This is a really good job. I'm not going to begin to kind of forecast who could fit that. But this is a great job opening at the strangest of times, and I'm wondering what the market will be for it.
Yeah, going to be certainly very interesting. We had this happen ourselves a couple years ago in our state when Fred Hoiberg left to take the Bulls about this time and created certainly an interesting circumstance. Ohio State, at least financially, in a different boat than Iowa State is, though basketball prestige might be a different boat, especially today.
Are we going to, like, do we have to, like, just mandatory throw out Tom Crean's name for this, right? Like, I hate to be that guy, but, you know, like, in terms of, we talk about the potential struggle of filling a job at this time of the year, boy, that would make a lot of sense. It would make a lot of sense if they're buying it. So again, I'm just throwing out what will be thrown out like a bazillion times on Twitter over the next 24 hours.
Oh, I know. Is Chris Gents his lead assistant? Would he be a guy? Mm-hmm. I mean, he would be considered, right?
Yeah, it'd be kind of the natural transition, sort of the Wisconsin way, too, yes, you know, just to kind of fill in, and business as usual would make a ton of sense, too, to just kind of promote from within.
Well, AK, let's go from the Buckeye Hoopsters to the Buckeye football team as they get ready for another year with a lot of expectations. I was reading Athlon the other day. Their magazine is out, and it's funny. I always love when the coaches kind of give their take on other teams, and you get a little inside football going down that road. And about the worst thing that a coach could say about them is, boy, I don't know how they're going to play all this talent. It must be a tough spot to be for Urban and company.
It is another year where, I mean, defensive, their front seven is just absolutely insane with all the pieces that they have. Nick Bosa, it looks like he's going to be just a superstar. I don't necessarily want to start throwing out better than his brother, but to me, when you start looking at that, like, he's going to, I mean, Tyquan Lewis, Sam Hubbard, I mean, all these guys that would be faces of programs, that defensive line is going to be absolutely insane. Guys like Dante Booker and Jerome Baker, who might be, to me, might be the best athlete in college football that they have at linebacker, is crazy. And then I know it, you know, the defensive back, you lose so many pieces, and yet, you know, Kendall Sheffield, the kid they added, the former Bama commit, you know, the Juke, I mean, they still should be fine there. To me, this story, and it's strange to say this about Urban, because I think the defense might be the best in the country, if not, one, you know, clearly one of the best, is what can Kevin Wilson get out of JT Barrett, and can they get more consistency out of the wide receiver play? because that, to me, is something that's really hindered what they want to do. I think Mike Weber is going to be great. They've got great running backs. JT Barrett needs to play better. What is his ceiling now? And again, Kevin Wilson, who you could argue is the most important hire of the offseason, what is he going to be able to do? Because if they can score at all, I think this team's going to be really, really good.
You know, you talked about that when you talked about can they score at all. Why couldn't they score?
I'll say this from the journalism side. Like, all season long, I was trying to find the way to write about JT Barrett's struggles. And I think it's because we expect so much from him. You know, when he came on as a freshman and literally was breaking, you know, Big Ten records, you looked like, oh, my goodness, what is the ceiling of this kid? And then you watch him play outdoors in a 30-degree day with 15-mile-an-hour winds, and it's just, it became a huge struggle. And I think that's part of the issue. Again, inconsistency at wide receiver. Okay. They've had some really talented, but Curtis Samuel, you look at Curtis Samuel, who's one of the most dynamic players I think the conference has seen in a long time. Couldn't find enough ways to get him the ball, even though he put up numbers. It was just, they just didn't fire all the time. You go back and watch the Oklahoma game and you say, oh my goodness. I mean, this team won't lose. Mm-hmm. And then to get shut out in the playoff, I don't necessarily have an answer for it other than it seemed like philosophically, offensively, they would change every once in a while and they would just hit these tremendous ruts. And that's something that you've seen the last 2 or 3 years where they'll go 4 or 5 series where they look like they have no idea what they're doing, and then they'll play a game where they just look like the best team on earth.
Take me to Penn State. You got McSorley, you got Saquon Barkley coming back. What they became in the back half of the year, that offense just kept going. There's something that's just kind of sitting in the back of my mind where I'm still maybe a little bit leery of this Penn State team. Even with all that returning talent, I think they bring back 16 starters, all these things that last year the back half wasn't a mirage, but maybe they were playing just a little bit above their heads. Is that consideration fair right now, or are you all in on Penn State being at least a preseason top 7-8 team nationally?
I'm in on them being a top 7-8 team, and yet I sort of have those same hesitations, and I can't really put my finger on it either.
Yeah.
You know, you watch them, that offense was just clicking. Yes. And you know, they were just throwing jump ball after jump ball. Wide receivers are making plays. Like, there's no reason, truly, when you look at what they have returning, for them to take a step back, unless you think Trace McSorley is just going to be bad. I don't think he's going to be bad. I think he'll be fine. I mean, their running backs are ridiculous. I mean, Barkley might be the best player in the country. His presence alone, I think, should make them better. You look at the schedule, it's tough, but again, nothing extraordinary. You've got to play the teams you've got to play through to go through in that, you know, on that side of the division. So I have some hesitation that maybe they were playing over their head slightly. And yet, when you look at it on paper, I mean, they should beat Michigan handily at home this year. That was a game they looked completely overmatched in last year. This year they should beat them handily, and yet will they? That's a really interesting point. And then obviously you play Ohio State. That's your three-game stretch here, Michigan, Ohio State, and Michigan State, is really, really, you know, ultimately going to dictate their season. So I'm kind of with you. I'm hesitant, and yet the more I think about it, the more I look into it. I'm not sure there are any real reasons to be. This is a team that flipped the switch last year, somehow learned how to play on the defensive line. The offense got going, and if they do that again, I mean, they've got a chance to make the playoffs.
Adam Kramer's our guest. Kegs and Eggs, we're talking college football on the Draft House 50 hotline. All right, you referenced Michigan. So where are the Fighting Harbaughs in your estimation coming into fall?
It's a really tough year for me to judge this team. This is, to me, not that he needs to do this for me to validate how good of a coach he is, but if they're really good, I think my level of respect for Harbaugh will go up immensely, and it's already quite high because clearly he's a great coach. But they lose so many snaps, so many meaningful snaps on all sides of the ball, and yet they've got some really good players. My issue is, you know, what are you going to get out of some of these guys that we're going to see more of? Chris Evans, we saw him a bit at running back. I think he's going to be special. I actually think Wilton Spaeth could be pretty good as well. Rashawn Gary, when it's all said and done by the end of the year, might be the best defensive player in college football. So there are a lot of pieces there, and yet with all of the things that they lose, with the schedule that I think will have some bumps along the way. I think this is a lot to ask for them. You look at two really good wide receivers, a really good tight end, a lot of good pieces on defense for Bill Peppers, all of that. I still think they'll be good, but you know, we were expecting Harbaugh to win. The conversation we had before he started was, you know, they should be contending for a national championship by year three. And you could argue last year they did. They were really close.
Yep.
Some Michigan fans will tell you how close they were and whether JT Barrett hit him first down or not. Mm. I mean, they were really in that mix. And I just think this year it would be – it's just logical to assume they'll take some sort of step back because they do not have the absurd depth in their depth chart that Ohio State does at the moment.
Adam Kramer joining us here. We're talking college football. AK, over the weekend, some news. Malik Zaire saying that he's going to go to Florida. Before he could do that, though, the SEC had to change their rule on some procedural things with grad transfers and the like. He goes to a quarterback competition that has a lot of names in there, a lot of names that can create some excitement, others that maybe some groans out there. Your thoughts on Zaire and the SEC changing their rules a little bit in terms of grad transfers?
I do like that. I mean, let's be honest about grad transfers. Like, this is not like some sort of academic stand. You're not doing this because you're you know, holding up your academic protocol. You're doing this to make some wiggle room to bring in a really good football player. So I think it's fine. If the SEC felt it was disadvantaged, sure, fix it up. I generally speaking, I think the grad transfer rule is a good one. There's very few places of power the players have if they do whatever possible to get their degree, regardless of what happens next. If they have eligibility, then just let them do it. And I think that's good that collectively they are, at least for the time being. I'm sure they'll close that collective loophole soon. I think Malik Zaire, though, is good. Like, I don't want to get head over heels here. I think it's a great fit. While they have some interesting names on that roster, they don't have a ton of experience. This is a guy that has played some big snaps. I think he can be an electric talent. I really do. We saw when Will Grier was playing well what that offense could be. Now, I'm not saying he's going to have as big of an impact as Grier was having for that stretch of games because he was really good for a while. By the way, look out for him this year at West Virginia.
Yeah.
But I think it's a huge pickup for them. I think he's going to be their starter. They've got some really interesting players around them. He can add kind of the dual element to them. I don't want to go head over heels because we've seen some of these decisions, the Jake Cokers of the world, not necessarily pan out, although they won a national championship, but Coker wasn't great. I think this is different. I think Zaire's going to have a huge impact for them.
All right, then take me to grumpy old Bill Snyder. And I thought Bill Snyder was absolutely the best. Now, do I still feel that affection toward him and what he's been able to accomplish? Yes. And this was just a bad mistake on a get off my lawn moment. Is that fair?
Yeah. This for a guy who clearly is older. This is the first time he's really felt old. Does that make sense? Like,
Yeah. This
is the first time that Snyder, This is a young man, this is the first part that he sort of looked his age, sounded his age. And all coaches go through nonsense like this, the whole idea of blocking schools. When you start blocking FCS schools and Division II schools, what are you doing? I mean, what are you doing blocking kids anyway? But then to go on that interview he had and openly discuss the drug tests, unprompted. I mean, that's, you can't even do that. So it's kind of sad because these things don't, you guys kind of know this well too. Old coaches, it doesn't usually end well for you. One way or another, it does not end well. You hang around long enough, you're going to be run out or something will happen and it's going to catch up to you. It feels like that is happening here. I'm with you. He's done so much good and has still been like the college football's grandfather, you know, for the sport, and yet I can't look at what has happened over the last week and a half and not think that this is going to have a tremendous impact on kind of his lasting image, because it was a really big deal and it was something that could have been so easily avoided.
Well, AK, Kansas State, one of the teams that were on the initial release of over-unders that were set by Vegas, Chris Andrews, our buddy out the South Point, he's always one of the first to have them up. Initial glance, let's just get an overview for you, then we'll ask you about a couple of teams, because Well, I know you're a degenerate like myself, and you've been looking at these things over the last couple of weeks. A couple of them that jumped off the page to you.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, collectively, it feels like we have lack of dominant teams, because usually you'll have some, you know, even Alabama being at, what, 10.5, depending on where you look, is kind of interesting. It feels like sort of everybody is hedging their bets, if you will, and not posting those huge numbers. I think Clemson at 9 is a really interesting number. I'd go over on that. I think Clemson's still going to be really good with all the talent they have to replace. And I know this is the buzz team right now, and so I feel like I'm going to end up in a bad spot here. I think Auburn's going to be good. I think Auburn's going to be really good collectively, and they have to play each other. And, you know, maybe this is not going to end well, but I like Jarrett Stidham a whole bunch. I like that defense a lot more than probably most people. I think Auburn over 8 with laying some juice there at 140 that I'm seeing is a pretty good bet. There's a lot of – these are so much fun. These are like my favorite futures to do because it looks so easy with some of these teams. Some of these numbers, you see 7 wins or 5.5 wins. Oh, you can get that. And then through the course of the year, things end up going astray. Look at Colorado, for example. Colorado had a dream season and then, you know, perfect year. One of the best teams that we had in all of college football. Was kind of flirting with the playoff for a while. And, of course, they get a 7.5 number. And it shows just kind of year to year how different these things can be.
When you pick out a team like Auburn, like you just referenced, and it seems now that the SEC, once again, loaded. Zaire apparently headed to Florida. That'll improve them immediately. LSU under a full year of Ed Orgeron. I'm just curious, does somebody in the SEC knock Alabama off? Is it Auburn? Is it Florida? Is it LSU? Is it somebody like that?
Yeah, I think you have to start with the quarterback. This conversation, I think, trends in a variety of ways for win totals. For me, it's the place I look at first because it's the most important position. And also, when you're looking at how Alabama has been deconstructed over the last few years, it's typically come in a heroic game by Deshaun Watson. We've seen Johnny Manziel. I mean, that's sort of the formula. So when I look at, say, that conference, I think Stidham has that potential. I mean, that's why I would buy into him. I'm intrigued by Georgia, and I feel like I'm falling into a trap that we've fallen into time and time again. And yet when I look at that roster, although young in a lot of places, at quarterback, Jacob Eason could be that guy. And Trenton Thompson, who will be back for the fall, is going to be great. They've got so many players on that defense. Like, this is a year for Georgia. It almost feels like Tennessee for last year, that I look at it and I say, how are you going to do it? And then are they going to find a way to sort of Georgia this thing up, which is not, you know what I mean? But Georgia to me feels like a team that could. Auburn to me feels like a team that could. Ole Miss, no. Mississippi State's going to be really dangerous with Fitzgerald at quarterback. I really like his game. But consistency-wise, they'll probably take out some teams. I just don't think they'll win enough. And then, LSU. I mean, I think Matt Canada coaching that offense is going to be great. And we talk about Saquon Barkley. If you guys have not seen a full dose of Darius Geis, it's not even hyperbole to say at this point he could end up being better than Leonard Fournette. He could. I mean, he's that kind of talent.
All right, one more, and this is kind of an old SEC question that's transitioned into something else, okay? Will Lane Kiffin keep his name and team in the news during the season, or will he be forgotten once the season begins?
There'll be moments, okay? There'll be Lane-isms where you'll have a gif of him raising his arms on a touchdown or him berating a coach, or there'll be those kind of brief interactions of Lane. But I don't think the team will be all that good. I still have questions about him as a coach. I think ultimately, if you hear about Lane, at least for the foreseeable future, I'm not necessarily sure it'll be a good thing for him, if that makes sense. Like, if they're just a solid team,
right,
and things are quiet, for his future, like to coach again at a Power 5 school, I think that's what teams would want. is for them to win, say, 8 games and to score a ton of points and for him to recruit well and to not be on, like, Reddit every day, like, saying something weird or making a weird face. But I don't know if he can do that, to be quite honest. So to me, once, and you guys know this, once the sport kind of gets churning, you really are talking about the familiar ones, ultimately.
Right, right.
No matter where Lane is, I think he will be lost a little bit. And for him, to be quite honest, I think that'd be a good thing.
Okay.
Two more over-unders locally. Hawkeyes, 6.5. Iowa State, 4.5.
Can I just say something real quick?
What do you got?
I just saw a repost by South Point.
Mm-hmm.
They had Iowa State at 5.5.
Okay. Well, you got the numbers there, at least close to the numbers.
Yeah.
Initial thoughts on the Hawks and the Cyclones.
Now, here's the thing about these over-unders, too. So much of this is juice because it's, you know, you could see a number. Like, I'm looking at Georgia right now. Georgia is an 8-win total. But the over 8 is -175, mm-hmm. which is a ton. So you have to lay $175 to win 100, which is basically you can make that 8.5. You can move it at 8. So that's why you'll see these all across the board. I kind of like over on both. And I think I'd be... We talked about Iowa State last time. I was a little surprised with the over number, and the more digging I do on them, I think they're going to be pretty competitive in that conference. I think they're sort of in that bowl game threshold. I really like Campbell. I think this is kind of the year that you start to see some of the payoff. I think offensively they're going to be a heck of a lot better. And, you know, Iowa's sort of a grab bag at this point. The schedule does start to tighten up a little bit. And yet they still have some players. I mean, Wadley is still going to be big for them. They still have enough reasons for me to believe. Like, this is such an Iowa year. You know, last year we're talking about, oh, what could be with an experienced quarterback and everything, and it doesn't go well, at least for a while. I think ultimately this year you're looking at a team that probably could and should win 7 games.
Interesting. Thank you, buddy. Man, it's good to talk to you. Always fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam. Have a good one.
You too.
Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, Draft House 50, Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Yeah, I just saw that that other tweet when it came out on South Point, changing their up to 5.5.
Chris bumped it up a little bit.
Did.
We've had conversations, Chris and I, about he likes to always ask me about the locals.
Yes,
and
always a good thing.
Try to give him as much info as I had. You know, when those initial numbers came out, it was 5.5. Then we saw CG Technology open it at 4.5. Now we're seeing the South Point come back at 5.5. I'm still bullish on the over. I still think this team is going to be a bowl team in Iowa State. On the other hand, the 6.5 number I think is perfect for Iowa. I think it's a perfect number when you encompass what they are as a program, how they're known nationally. Now, people, if you put it at 5.5, well, Iowa's at least good enough to make a bowl game, right? And everybody be betting the over. But at 6.5, you have to think about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was forced to make a bet right now, I'd be over on Iowa State. I'd be under on Iowa.
I'm with you.
That's where I am right now.
Yeah.
Luckily, we got a whole summer.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we don't have to worry about it.
Opinions can change throughout the summer.
I always go back to Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse. Opinions vary.
Never seen Roadhouse.
What? You've never seen Roadhouse?
Looks awful. Patrick Swayze sucks.
God.
Terrible anyway.
They're giving it to him while he's sitting there at the bar. And one of the guys that he ends up punching out in the movie is giving it to him. And he says, well, opinions vary. And he walks away. That's where I go on this. And I'm with you. Right now, I would take the over for Iowa State. I'd take the under for Iowa. I'm exactly the same way because we don't know what Iowa has.
Well, to be fair, we don't know what Iowa State has defensively.
Well, you're right about that.
I mean,
yes. No, you're perfectly correct. But
we probably have more answers for Iowa than we do Iowa State.
I'm with you, except that the wide receiver position and the quarterback position.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
And we don't know if Vandenberg's foot's going to hold up.
Yeah, yeah, and did see a video. Iowa put out one of their summertime hype videos.
Oh, hype video, yeah.
Saw Vandenberg in there working out.
Okay.
It's a good sign.
Okay.
Good sign. We'll talk about this more.
Okay.
We're going to dive a little bit deeper. Initially, we're at the same spot, but we're going to talk through some things. College football.
You and
that's
me?
That's a good thing. Yeah, you and me. On a Monday.
Okay.
Let's talk through it. Not argue, talk through it.
This will be different. Jimmy B and TC, it's the Big Talker, 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
This spring, Lowe's is helping you save big by offering great deals for all the projects on your to-do list. Add beautiful color to your landscape with select 12-pack annuals, now two for $16. And for soil to plant them in, get Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, now two for just $12. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid May 31st through June 5th. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Want to feel like a total boss? Then switch to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. With Total Wireless, you get America's largest, most dependable network plus 5 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited talk and text for only $35 a month. Whoa, how did you get all that? Oh, that's right. You're totally a total boss, and you never sign a contract. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Available at Walmart. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
When you need, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel. But we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few blessed shoes. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. So we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1/21/17.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, we roll till 3 o'clock. Of course, the big story of the hour is what's taking place at Ohio State, where head basketball coach Thad Matta announces immediately his retirement. Still dealing with an awful lot of pain after a botched back surgery, kind of like what takes place with Steve Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
And so Matta has decided, along with the AD, Gene Smith, that he's done. Done immediately. And so the search will be on for a new head basketball coach at Ohio State.
Yeah, and certainly a lot of different avenues that they can go. We remember it happening here with Fred Hoiberg leaving a couple years back and led down the road to Steve Prohm, a name that initially wasn't on a whole lot of lists. It wasn't a guy that had a ton of, you know, just years at Murray State.
Correct.
And that was
a
reason for it. Murray State had been a solid program before he'd been there, too, but has worked out pretty well to this point for Iowa State, and we've talked about the future there. You know, Ohio State. Such an interesting job. Now, let's just look at this very through a Big Ten scope.
Okay.
Where they kind of rank when you put everything together? Recruiting base, budget, arena, fan base, everything.
Are you talking just basketball or football basketball? What are you referencing?
Basketball.
Just basketball.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Basketball.
Okay.
Where it would rank in the Big Ten? Because it's interesting. Ohio State, though, they're looked at, oh, yeah, good program, had some success. You kind of look at them big picture. And I did this, in fact, back during the winter, we were having a conversation about the future of Matta.
Mm-hmm. I remember
that. They're kind of underachievers as a whole. Over, you can put it my scope, you know, over the last 30 years. You can put it your scope, even you go back.
92 years.
Yeah, you know. For what they have, it feels like that program should be a little bit more consistent, a little bit better. And maybe it's just been they haven't found quite the right guys, and Thad Matta looked to be that right guy
but,
until the back injuries came up and recruiting started to tail off the last couple
but
of years.
But Ohio State has always been a football school, was never really considered a hoop school.
So is Michigan. So is Florida.
Yeah.
So is Texas.
Yeah. I mean, there are schools that have made that transition. I agree.
Alabama's different. The SEC as a whole
is different. Yes, with the exception of Kentucky.
Well, and they're not known as a football school. I'm just saying.
Okay.
In those terms,
yes.
Where so much money is put into just the football program,
right.
When you look at the SEC as opposed to the Big Ten, Ohio State has 24 sports that they sponsor. At the D1 level.
Mm-hmm.
Scholarship sports.
Mm-hmm.
In the SEC, that doesn't happen. You have 13, 14 usually sports, and because of the money, they don't want to be spending out of these things that they quote-unquote don't care about.
Right.
It is a different mindset in the Big Ten.
Agree.
And it's about opportunities and those kind of things that are important as well as, of course, the bottom line, and that's making money and doing those types of things. Still, Ohio State, second biggest budget in the country. Them and Texas, year after year, 1 and 2. They surpass everybody else. There's a gap between them. So, you know, financially, they're there.
Right.
Ohio, plenty of great players, plenty of great talent comes out of Ohio in basketball year after year. So what's the best job, basketball job in the Big Ten? It's Indiana. It's Indiana. It's the only true blue blood.
Even today?
Yes.
It's Indiana?
Yes. Just because of some of the things they went through, it still has the most upside. It has fan base, facilities, the amount of money that they invest. They have the biggest basketball budget in the league. You have great talent in Indianapolis. You have great talent still in the state. Problem is, people have come in and be able to pillage. But as long as you can keep those guys home, that's the best job.
Okay.
That's the best job.
And still today, you believe that. Okay.
What do you think's a better job?
I don't know. I was trying to think. Yeah.
Michigan State has had more success.
Yes.
But we're talking about upstate Michigan. That's more Tom Izzo. Even with the success that Jed Heathcote, remember the up and downs that Michigan State had?
Oh, they did.
Heathcote was the coach there.
Correct.
I mean, they had plenty of years where they had some downstairs.
And they got Magic and Greg Kelser, and that changed everything.
But then they had a dip down, and then they got Sean Respert, and they came up, and they almost lost as a one seed with Sean Respert. They got Eric Snow, right into the Izzo era. We could go on, but Michigan State, yes, recently has more success, better job, though. And that's what you have to look at, not who's had success lately. What's the better job? Wisconsin, that is more a recent phenomenon. That was a program that was terrible for 50 years before Dick Bennett got there.
You got it.
Had a little success, and then we know Bo Ryan took it to another level. How sustainable is that? I would say Indiana won.
Okay.
Number two.
Now, do you factor Maryland into this?
Maryland's in there, absolutely. They're a Big Ten school, right?
They are.
They're up there.
Even though their basketball tradition was in the ACC.
They're up there. Michigan's up there. They are... have rededicated themselves, I should say, into spending on basketball. That disappeared, and, well, you saw what happened into the early 2000s until they got Beeline. There's a lot of head-scratching moves that happened with Michigan basketball. Just continuing on, Illinois, not at that level, even though they had success. They've also had a lot of trouble.
They have.
Northwestern, no. Minnesota, no. Nebraska, no.
K-State, no. I mean, not K-State. Texas, no.
Texas is not in the Big Ten yet, Jim.
Let's see. Who else
was
I thinking of?
What are you talking about? Good God.
I was just running through
Penn
schools.
State, no.
No.
So Ohio State's up there.
Yeah.
Even though they haven't probably ascended to the level that they should have, at least a consistent level, it's one of the better jobs you're going to find. And that's kind of what we get back to.
Okay.
Here. One of the better jobs in the Big Ten. So you're sitting there, and you're Gene Smith, the athletic director. The Tom Crean thing's already out there. That's a non-starter for me. Tom Crean?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You fired Thad Matta for Tom Crean?
I wouldn't go there if I was Ohio State.
Are you joking?
Look, I know that Chris Gent will be in the mix.
By the way, Chris Gent was a jerk as a basketball player. I hated that guy. I absolutely... quick aside, but when you said his name earlier to Zubin, I said... That
Chris
SOB?
Gent,
yeah. Chris Gent?
Yeah.
Hate that guy.
He's their lead assistant.
What, are you going to bring in Lawrence Funderburk next to punch that guy, too? Couple of punks. No, but...
How about Granville Waiters? Yeah. Granville Waiters played at Ohio State.
What year is he talking?
Probably the 80s.
What part of the 80s? That is a difference for me.
It is a difference maker
if
for you.
If it's late 80s, all right. That guy sounds made up.
No, it's not. Look up.
Who is this, Goober?
Granville Waiters.
Waiters,
yeah.
Is that Dion's dad?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
There he is.
Granville Waiters. 61. He was there, yeah.
I don't lie to you, boy. I'm an honest guy here.
Right.
I give you a name. You always say, I got to look that up. There he is. He pops right up.
Well,
when was he there?
In 83.
There you go. That's in your wheelhouse.
I was three. How would I know that? How would I know this guy? See how good he was.
He wasn't good.
He wasn't good either? Now you expect me, when I was 3 years old, to remember a guy that wasn't good. At least Chris Gent was at least good.
He was decent in college.
Lawrence Funderburk was very good.
He was decent in college, was a bust in the NBA. One of your basic busts.
He averaged 10 points a senior.
That's what I said. He's decent. I didn't say he was good. I said he was decent.
So you think I'm supposed to get a reference from 1983 of a guy that averaged 10 points a
game? I just gave you another name. That's all from Ohio State. I could give you Luke Whitty.
No. Continuing on.
Okay.
Who are they targeting?
That's a very good question.
Who makes sense? Do you make a call down to Holtman again and go hit Butler one more time?
Yeah, one more time.
Speaking of Baylor, that was another one I had.
I was just going to reference that, Scott Drew.
Scott Drew. Get out while the getting's still good.
And we've said that on numerous occasions. Mm-hmm. Why do you stay with all of that there and you've built yourself into being a prized coach who can make a lot of, although he's paid well, right?
Yes. It is a private institution.
It is.
So it is always a little bit more difficult. Here, annual salary, about $2.7 million.
Well, Ohio State has that.
Oh, yeah. They could pay him
$3.5 million.
Yes, yeah. And get him out of Baylor if he would want to.
Yeah.
Now, the recruiting success that he has had has been in Texas.
And he's going to be pretty good again. At least that's what some of the recruiting scouts say.
Well, and the other part with Scott Drew is the mess that he took over, first of all, after what happened with the murders and not even being able to play non-conference games one year. They had that season.
Terrible.
And what he's built it up to.
Mm-hmm.
And early on it was, he got some recruits. There are a lot of people saying, how is he getting these recruits? There was that dirty practice. It hasn't, for the most part, though, been those guys that he's built the program and the sustainability they've had over the last 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been his ability to find top 100, 150 kind of players. And he's turned them into NBA guys.
He has, yeah.
He's not just turned them into good college players. He's turned them into guys that play in the league.
Yeah.
And that is incredibly rare. I heard it this winter, and I can't remember the exact verbiage of it. But it's something along the lines of Coach K, Calipari, everybody else in the country, short of Scott Drew, has had two guys that were not ranked in the top 100 go on to play in the league over the last, I think it was 5, 7 years, something like that. Drew himself has had four of those guys
mm-hmm.
that have gone on that weren't top one. Think of that. Not top 100 players.
Yeah.
To go on and play in the league. It's incredibly rare. He's done it more than anybody else in the country.
He's unbelievable.
Plus, he can recruit still at that high level on top of it.
Yeah.
It's a call that makes a lot of sense.
I would make that call.
Yes. Because there are going to be plenty of coaches right now that would say no. But we continue to wonder about Baylor, about the future, what it's going to look like, those kind of things, and how it's going to be. Ohio State's a good job. An underachieving job throughout my lifetime, but a good job.
And they... In recent years, they would pack the joint. Remember when Jared Sullinger was playing there?
Sure.
They had big
before that.
Yeah, they had
Odin
big crowds.
And Conley.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they had big crowds.
It's not a great building. Even when it's full, it's not loud.
No, it's. I don't know what the problem is.
It's a new build. Well, it's. There are just some buildings that aren't loud.
Yeah.
We talk about Carver.
Yeah.
It's
not a loud place.
Yeah, the engineering of it. Same kind of thing with Valley City Arena. It's not a loud place.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your 19,000 in there. It's not going to be loud compared to some other places.
Right.
The sheer, that's the way that it is. And that's the case there. But a good job. A job that you're going to be supported. You can recruit at a high level. You can do all the things that are necessary. Going to be interesting. And we started off the show today. Everything that was out there, Jim, was that Thad Matta was going to get another year.
That's right.
Not the case.
No. Gone.
He is
immediately.
Done. And from reading through some of the quotes from the press conference,
mm-hmm.
Gene Smith wanted to at least give him another shot. And it was, hey, we needed to bring in some players this spring. It didn't happen.
Right.
And they said, well,
we're going to cut bait.
We're Ohio State.
Yeah.
We can't go through this.
Yep.
At the time when that report first came out that he's going to get one more year, I mean, it harkened back to Dr. Tom Davis, had the lame duck season, and how much that set Iowa behind, at least early on, for Steve Alford.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Gene Smith was around during that time.
I think you're better at cutting.
Pull off the band-aid.
Yeah.
Pull off the band-aid.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yes.
Don't just slowly pull that thing off.
No, don't make it hurt. Do it fast, Mom.
We'll come back here on the other side. Still to come for the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios. We got Tom Caker a little bit later on. We'll get his thoughts on that. Some Hawkeye baseball and much more. And Jimmy B.
Yes.
You want to talk some hockey?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have Danger come by.
All right. We'll do that next here, Jimmy B and TC. On the Big Talker 1700.
The Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
We talk about your life and your money on the Dave Ramsey Show. Weekdays from 9 to noon on 1700 KBGG.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Can you finish this little ad phrase? Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and... Right, most people know it's happy and healthy. But this message isn't about Walgreens. It's about how your memory works. Why is it you remember certain ad messages and literally hundreds of songs that you never set out to memorize? That's the power of sound. It can make a good tune or a good idea stick. Now here's a question. Would you like to learn the 5 secrets of making a message for your business sticky, you know, memorable and powerful? Then just call us and ask to speak to our ad strategy manager. He'd be glad to share them with you, no obligation. The good thing is, with radio, you can afford to get sticky. Then when someone's in the market for what you sell, who are they going to remember? If you want them to remember you, take advantage of radio. The power of sound.
Hi, this is Marcus Pitts. If you'd like to learn the 5 secrets of a powerful campaign, just call me here at the station, 331-9200. We're glad to share them.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
This spring, Lowe's is helping you save big by offering great deals for all the projects on your to-do list. Add beautiful color to your landscape with select 12-pack annuals, now 2 for $16. And for soil to plant them in, get Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, now 2 for just $12. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid May 31st through June 5th. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
AutoZone has over 5,000 locations all across the country. But no matter where you're at, there's only one thing you can be sure of. It's gonna get hot. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery's internal structure. That's why Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat. Tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And even though it won't get that hot in Alaska, you never know. It might. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and DC.
It's been a pleasure to be on with two of the finest gentlemen, the guru. I love Jim Branson and Trent. You do a wonderful job. The whole pack is fine. I never give you enough credit, but I want to also give you some credit.
Go back to the bar now where you just walked out from.
Check in the mail, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love to have some local talk over the noon hour.
Jimmy B and DC on Des Moines' big station for sports, 1700 KBG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, a couple of minutes before we get to the top of the hour break. Danger Boy in the house. It's fun when we bring him in. He's a hardcore Pittsburgh Penguin fan.
Oh, yeah.
Good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
You want to throw a dead fish on the ice tonight?
Absolutely not. No. No, that would not be a good thing.
Okay. All right. All right.
Although you're probably not facing jail time when you do it in Nashville as compared to Pittsburgh.
It's a little bit different.
How stupid was that? Let me run this by you.
Well, here, not, not just that being stupid, but it's the stupidity of fans too. Because even me watching the game, it's like, we need to find this guy. That shouldn't be allowed. You gotta get this guy. It's not until the next day where you really think, all right, you know, he threw a fish on the ice.
Yeah,
it's not like he attacked a player or something.
Come on, what is this?
But that's the fan mentality.
Okay, here's the most important question.
Who's going to win tonight?
No.
That is the most important question.
No. PK Zubin, does he have bad breath, according to Crosby?
Is that what he said?
That's what he told him.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, PK Zubin is one of those players that, to me, if he was on your favorite team, you would probably love him.
Love him. Yes.
If he's not, you absolutely hate him.
Yes.
And why? Because of the style. There's a lot of players like that, and I don't care who your favorite team is.
Hey,
you probably have won.
Penguins have had a lot of pests on their team.
For sure. And and I think that's what I get. I mean, just watching Zubin at the end of Game 3 there in the way he was chirping. And, you know, he gets under the skin of some good players, and that's part of what
that's
he's trying
deal.
To do, you know, and he's a really good player. So, you know, I'm sure part of that is Crosby also trying to get under his skin, but they just got to figure out how to score. That's what you need to do if you're Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but they were beating up Pekka-Rinne consistently.
Two games, first two games.
And then all of a sudden he gets on home ice where they've only lost one game in the playoffs in Nashville, and he shuts the door on him. Even though they scored the first
Gensel
goal of the game.
And it was Gensel, again, for Pittsburgh. Gensel got that first goal. Man, I was expecting you really had that building, you know, that was just rocking. They were ready to go, and to get that early first goal was huge for Pittsburgh. But you just knew once Nashville got some momentum and started building, those people were ready to go insane, and yet as soon as they gave them a reason, there was no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't think the crowd was an issue for Pittsburgh. I don't think that's what it was. Because let's face it, Pittsburgh has been in these situations before.
Right.
These players, other than Hainsey, have been in this situation before. You know, there's a couple of the younger guys that haven't, but the majority of these guys were here just last year doing the same exact thing. These Washington series that they go through, they're used to being on ice. In a place where they are hated and it's a loud arena. So I don't think the crowd is really what the deal is for Pittsburgh. The fact of the matter is Nashville is a really, really good team and has played really well. And you could really make the claim that even going into Game 3 that Nashville had outplayed Pittsburgh for more of the series than Pittsburgh had Nashville, even though Pittsburgh was sitting there with the 2-0 lead. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. There's a lot of interesting things as far as what Nashville's home record has been.
Right.
Murray, the goalie for Pittsburgh, has never lost back-to-back games in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting facts that are circulating for this one tonight. Okay, we only got about a minute left.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got and why?
You know, I would love to say that Pittsburgh is going to get the win, but Nashville is a really good team and really, really good at home. I think this thing is going to go back to Pittsburgh tied 2-2.
That's good.
I really like that.
Look,
I would prefer 3-1 Pittsburgh.
I know what I want. You would, but see, Trent and I, we want a series because we're not getting one in the NBA.
What will change absolutely everything is if Pittsburgh can get their power play working, because right now they're getting chances. They are not scoring on the power play.
Right.
If that changes, then this entire series is going to change.
Okay.
Because once they start, if they could pick up a power play goal or two, that's going to change everything because it's going to have to change the way that Nashville's also playing this series and how physical that they have been. Because if this power play starts scoring and scoring like it's proven it can throughout the season, then I really think you're going to be sitting back saying, okay, we've got to be more careful with these guys.
How is your Pittsburgh fandom playing over on the country station?
You know, I just try not to bring it up.
probably a good thing.
I just get as excited as everybody else to see who's going to sing the national
anthem.
Right,
yeah,
that's
right.
Have they announced for tonight, or is it?
I think if I'm understanding correctly,
keep it a secret.
Well,
yeah.
I think they keep it a secret going into each night, and I really wanted to see that. Martina McBride was a great choice for the last game. She did, to me, one of the best national anthems I've ever heard, and I believe it was after 9/11 at a Green Bay Packer game.
Okay.
And just, I mean, it was one of those things where it was like
a big tearjerker.
Oh, and just, and her voice is so powerful. But I would love to see them bring out a country legend.
They
got to
bring out Garth.
Yeah, well, Garth, so Trisha's already done it. But man, or if Dolly Parton or Willie Nelson.
Go old school.
I mean, just
really
an absolute icon to walk out. No, you know, something, one of them that you don't hear on our station because we don't go back as far. but certainly, I mean, I think that the fans would go crazy if you saw somebody like that.
That'd be pretty cool.
Either that or something you haven't seen before, maybe multiple artists who
like
you don't normally see singing together.
Big and Rich.
Oh, you and your Big and Rich.
I love Big and Rich. Montgomery Gentry. Gretchen Wilson.
Better than Big and Rich.
Let's rock this sucker.
Let's go to break.
We're coming right back. Thank you, pal. It's always good to have Danger. You can hear him on
a Dash FM 97.3. I didn't know you were ready for me.
See, we go. We let you plug. We let you plug your show.
Nash FM 97.3, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
This spring, Lowe's is helping you save big by offering great deals for all the projects on your to-do list. Add beautiful color to your landscape with select 12-pack annuals, now two for $16. And for soil to plant them in, get Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, now two for just $12. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid May 31st through June 5th. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, Sue, check out these sandals.
I don't wear sandals.
They're so cute.
Dry, cracked feet? Carasol Intensive Foot Repair doesn't just cover. Carasol removes hard, dry skin, then deeply moisturizes and actually repairs. Feet look good so fast, you see a visible difference in just one day.
Sue, you look great in these sandals. Get them.
Yeah.
Carasol Intensive Foot Repair. In the foot care aisle. See the one-day difference.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV.